We're going to say hello to Terry Flanagan at his home in Dublin 15, from Malahide to the River Nile to the Grand Canal. And Terry Flanagan. And Terry, you did a report on San Martins last year, which almost broke the internet.
Yes, Derek, I'm sure you'll remember the report we had on last year with Dermot Dorn and his San Martins and the San Martin wall that he built for them in County Kildare. It was a huge success, not only for the birds, but also for the video story we put up on the website and our social media. Mm-hmm. And as I remember it, it had the greatest number ever of hits on our social media. We must try and put that back up again if we can.
Absolutely, we will do that this week. But what's your report about today, Terry?
Well, Derek, you were talking about a robin singing in your garden earlier.
I was.
We had a very interesting email into the programme about a robin nesting in a barber shop in Coolmine here in Dublin. It seemed that a pair of robins had built a nest behind some shampoo bottles on the shelf right in front of where the customers sit. And both of the parents were paying no attention to anyone in the shop as they went about their business of feeding the young in the nest. Now, the barber shop is called Hamo's, and yesterday I called out to Hamo to find out more.
Hi.
We're closed.
No, I'm not coming for a haircut. I'm coming to see the birds.
Oh.
I'm course. Terry.
How's it going? Hamo.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
I've heard about your birds.
Right.
Tell me your story.
Got a barber shop, and something very unusual happened here about a month ago. Mm-hmm. It was something really eye-catching and surprising. When I entered one of the mornings at 10 o'clock and I saw a panicking bird inside the shop, didn't really know how to deal with it, but I just had to open the door for the bird to fly out.
And what kind of bird was it?
It was a robin, actually. And it happened over 2-3 days period, like, you know, same thing. So I thought, like, she's just losing her way in to the shop. But after a few days now, I started cleaning the shelves inside the shop and I saw some loose leaves and moss behind some product that I have for sale in the shelves. Quickly realized it was actually the foundation of the nest. Over the days now, she started coming in and bringing in leaves and moss, actually adding into the nest.
And was she doing this while there were people here in the shop having their haircut?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. I mean, like, it was surprisingly for everybody, for me too, because it was a busy shop, radio on, hairdryer on, machines on, people talking, child screaming, and this bird was doing its own things, bringing leaves and moss into the nest.
And what was the reaction of the punters? So you have some guy here, he's sitting, facing, looking at himself in the mirror, having his hair cut, and the next thing out of the corner of his eye, he sees a bird flying by him. What happens then?
Freaking out. It happened, actually. There's a story of one of my clients now. He's big. He's nearly 6 foot tall, this guy. And he was sitting right behind the window, and all of a sudden the bird actually just flew over his head, and he was nearly going down to the ground because he thought, like, you know, the bird is going to hit his face.
And what was the reaction of the bird?
The reaction of the bird, it's pretty normal, calm. I don't know, I don't understand. If it's actually the first time for this bird to be in a very crowded area.
With loads of humans
and noise that happening, in fact, in the barbershop.
So she built the nest then, and I presume then she started laying eggs.
She has actually built the nest, and the nest is all finished, and she kind of disappeared for 2 days. I haven't seen her for 2 days. No sign of her. And out of the blue, one of the mornings, when I check on the nest, and I seen single egg actually was laid inside the nest. So didn't know what to do. I was happy and panicking at the same time. It was coming to be a serious now. Like, you know, it was from a very normal nest. Now it's an egg in it. So I have to actually react to it and tell the customers what to do. So there were some people that was, I say, actually advising me to remove it. And some of them were saying, no, no, do not touch it. Do not go near it. So I decided to leave it alone and just let the nature to take its own course. And here we are. Now we have the nest.
So the female, she laid 4 eggs, and the 4 eggs have hatched into 4 young.
Absolutely.
And I know they're feeding the young, because as we've been talking, out of the corner of my eye, I could actually see the parents coming in and going into the nest.
Yes. Now,
there he's in again.
There you go. Yes, there you go.
And gone straight into the nest. Now, I should say that the nest is on a shelf and it's behind three or four bottles. We can't actually see the nest, and we're about 3 metres away from it. And oh, there's the second board in. There's actually two boards in now at the one time.
That's right. That's only recently started now, I think, for the past day or two.
And they're getting in and out through the window here. So what happens then when you go home in the evening at 5 or 6?
Well, I usually do close the windows, obviously. But because I do have a bit kind of like a big gappy shutter on the sides, which is big enough for the birds to fly in. So I decided to keep a little crack on the window so they can still have the access to inside and outside the world. Now, I want to ask you actually, Terry, is it normal for a sort of bears actually to nest in a so much habitat area or as a barbershop?
Well, most people, when they think of birds nesting, they think of nests in trees and that. Robins are a little bit different because they nest in unusual spots. I mean, over the years, we've had lots of really interesting nesting sites for robins. People have rang in to tell us, just like you have. I remember one a number of years ago where Derek and Richard went down to Cavan, to the General Hospital in Cavan, where there was a robin's nest in the manager's office behind her head. So it used to fly in and out by her. Most of the time you'll find that they will nest probably in a garden shed or in an upturned kettle or in a hanging basket or even in the sleeve of clothes that might have been left on the line. So they do nest in very unusual spots. So is it unusual to see it here in a barber shop? I would say in one sense, yes, it's the first time I've ever heard of it in a barber shop.
Wow.
But yes, they do tend to build in outbuildings. What I'm surprised at here is there's so much activity. I know today the shop is shut. That's why we've come today to do this. But I just can't imagine what it's like here when the place is full and, as you say, the music is on and the birds are just in and out
and out.
Look at them in again there. Yeah. Absolutely lovely. And, you know, the place, Terry,
where they chose to be, it's literally just a feet away from me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not more than a feet, like, you know, because where I stand, where the customer sits, it's right in front of the customer and me. Literally, we, every time, whenever they fly in and out, it just flies in and out right in front of our face. Like, you know, it's nothing, nowhere to be hidden. Like, you know, to say they are actually hiding, oh, they're flying on the corner, no problem, nobody gonna see them. No, you know.
And even as we're talking, I'm sorry for cutting across you, they're still in and out here all of the time.
Constantly.
And we're looking at the two of them. The two of them are back together this time. They just seem to pass each other out. One goes into the nest, one comes out of the nest.
That's right. That's right. That's the constant every day. It's been actually as the female was doing it, now there are two of them doing it at the same time. Yeah, it's something became very normal for some of my customers and myself. Like, I mean, that's most definitely, like, you know, I haven't actually been so distracted too much now, you know, in the past week. It's something became a part of the barbershop, which is not really, oh, I'm not going to turn the head around it, like, anymore. Like, you know, so it's just constant, they're in and out, like, you know. So, and for some of my customers that are regularly we are continuing our conversation while they're doing their own journeys, like, you know, which is became a part of nature of a barbershop now.
So within a week or so, they should be gone. How do you feel about that?
I feel terrible.
Yeah?
Honestly, that's very sad. I was not prepared for this, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's a bit like children, you know. Eventually, they're going to fly the nest.
Yeah, well, that's got me now. I need to make the most out of it now. I wish I didn't know, but since I know, they're going to leave in a week. So that's going to be a bit kind of like a sad story.
Yeah, but it's been a happy story.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's been a great month and a half or so, like, you know, having them here.
Fantastic stuff. I wonder, are the customers enjoying it as much as Hamo, Terry?
Everyone is enjoying it, Derek. Hamo, the customers, people coming in from outside. But I must say, they're all being very, very correct in not going near the birds, not going near the nest, and not disturbing them.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.